Chazor zeichen nishu bachir chasam shuagram yuhu meseches chulun daf chof. Zok tumar, the sons of Rav Chiya said the mitzvah malika is done by first moving the simanim to the back of the neck and then doing the malika. Some say this means that you can even move the simanim to the back of the neck, and others say you have to move the simanim to the back of the neck. The view that malika may be done even when the simanim move to the back makes sense based on our Mishnah. The Mishnah says the shechita done from the back of the neck is possible, but a malika done in the back of the neck is kosher. Now, if the simanim have to be moved to the back of the neck for a malika, then a shechita done in that set of circumstances with the simanim in the back is also kosher. So why does the Mishnah say it's possible? Rather, it must be that the malika is done even if the simanim are moved to the back, and the Mishnah's case is where it was not moved to the back of the neck. Rabbi Yannai said the boys, meaning the sons of Rechia, should accept that they were wrong based on the Mishnah. The Mishnah says that the result is that what's valid for shechita is possible for malika. Was valid for malika as possible for shechita. Presumably, this comes to exclude the case where one moves the simanim to the back of the neck and teaches that malika would not be kosher if done like that. Rabbi Rachana said, and maybe that the Mishnah comes to exclude the shechita that was done with a tooth or a nail. For example, the Mishnah explicitly excluded that. Rather, Zaknumar Rabbi Yirmiyah said, it comes to exclude malika that's done by moving the nail back and forth instead of pressing down. What would we say according to the view that holds that a malika done in this way, going back and forth, is actually kosher? Mara says, the B'nai Rechia hold like the view that such a malika would be puzzle. So, Kumar Vaitar of Kahana said, malika is properly done by ripping through the skin and then pressing down. This is how the mitzvah is done. I've often thought to say that this excludes a malika from being done by moving the nail back and forth. Rabbi Yirmiyah said, a malika done by moving the nail back and forth would certainly be kosher. If Kahana means that the mitzvah of malika can even be done by pressing straight down. Talking about Vayter, Rabbi Yirmiyah, the name of Shmuel said, wherever on the neck is proper for shechita, the place opposite that on the back of the neck is proper for malika. This implies that a place that's possible for shechita will be possible for malika. What does this come to exclude? It can't refer to a case where the simanim of the bird were dislodged from the jaw, because Roy Bar Yecheskel taught a braisa that says that such a bird would not be a problem. And Rabbi Yirmiyah said it comes to exclude a malika on the back of the head. Pshita, based on the pasuk of Mimul Arpoi, he was referring to the place where the head slopes down, and where the malika begins at the slope and ended up below the slope, which is the proper place. He's teaching that the malika would be possible, similar to the ruling of Rehuna of the Emir of Asbi, who says that where one shech, the first third of the simon outside the proper place, and the next two-thirds within the proper place, the shechita is possible. The son of Ravashi, the ruling taught by Rav Ami Bar Yecheskel, that if the simonim of the bird were dislodged from the jaw, it's not a problem. It would be a problem by an animal. It's only said according to the view that a bird does not require shechita d'oraisa. However, according to the view that a bird does require shechita d'oraisa, the dislodging of the simanim would be a problem. Rav Ashi said the exact opposite makes more sense. According to the view that a bird does not need shechita d'oraisa, it's possible to say that Hashem told Moshe that although the bird requires shechita, it's not subject to the halacha of the simanim being dislodged. Even if the shechita of birds is learned from the shechita of animals, we can say that regarding the halacha of dislodging simanim, it's not comparable to an animal. However, according to the view that the shechita for the bird is only the Rabbanon learned this by comparing it to an animal. If it's compared to the shechita of an animal, then it would be compared for all halachas. Zakmar Ravina said that Ravin Bar Kisi told him that the teaching of Ravin Bar Yecheskel only applies to malika, but with regard to shechita, the psul of a dislodged simon would apply. In fact, Rabbi Yirmiyah, the name of Shmuel, said, wherever on the neck is proper for shechita, the place opposite that on the back of the neck is proper for malika, which suggests that if something is possible for shechita, it's also possible for malika. And for Zakmar, the ruling of Rabbi Yirmiyah, the name of Shmuel, argues with the ruling of Ravin Bar Kisi. Zakmar Vaita's Iri said if an animal's neck bone was broken along with most of the flesh on it, it's an avela. Rav Chitz said we see this from a Mishnah as well. The Mishnah says that if a kayin did malika with a knife, the bird becomes an avela. Now, if we say that an animal whose neck bone was broken along with most of the flesh on it is only a trefa, the bird that had the malika done with a knife should become a trefa, because after cutting through the neck bone, the knife then cuts through the simanim, which makes it a shechita done after the breaking of the neck bone. Rather, it must be that if the neck bone with the flesh is broken, it becomes an avela. Mar says not a proof. It may be that the reason the bird is an avela is because malika done with a knife is not considered to be a shechita at all. Rav Huna says it's not a shechita because of chaloda, the knife gets covered over under the neck bone. Rav says it's not a shechita because he did drasa with the knife, since malika has to be done by pressing down. Rav Huna doesn't say it's drasa because he holds that malika could even be done with a back and forth motion, and therefore there's no reason to say that he pressed down. Rav doesn't say that it was chaloda because he holds that it's only a problem of chaloda when the knife is completely covered, and over here the knife is somewhat visible the entire time. Rava asked, if the animal is considered to be dead once its neck bone and flesh are broken, then that would mean that every malika is done on a dead bird, because simanim are not severed until the neck bone and the flesh are already broken. Abaye said, if you ask that, you should also ask regarding the case of an oiler bird, which needs to have both simanim cut. Now, a bird dies after even just one of the simanim are cut. Does that mean that the complete malika on every oiler bird is done on a dead bird? Rava said, the cutting of the second simanim is, in that case, is to fulfill the mitzvah, to separate the head from the bird or the body. It's not done for malika purposes at that point. Abaye asked, if so, the skin should have to be cut as well. Rava said, whatever is essential for shechita is essential for the mitzvah of separating the head from the body. Since cutting the skin is not essential for shechita, it's also not essential for the mitzvah of separating the head from the body either. Abaye asked, the shechita only needs to be cut the majority of the siman, and cutting the remaining parts are not essential for the shechita, and yet it's essential for the mitzvah of separating the head. Rava therefore said, whatever applies to shechita, like cutting the siman, applies to the mitzvah of separating the head, even though it's done in a more extreme way, which is a full cutting. Something that doesn't apply to shechita, like the cutting of the skin, doesn't apply to the mitzvah of separating the head either. Fragma was still left with the question that according to the Iri, every malika is done on a dead bird. After tomorrow, Rava said, we have to say that malika is done by cutting the spinal cord and neck bone without cutting most of the flesh that's on it, and then cuts the simanim. Rav Zeir explained malika to Rav Ami like this as well. The Gemara brings a brisa that says like this as well.